Ian Gallagher on the phone. Hi, Ian.
Hello,
how are you?
Very well, thanks. And you?
Oh, brilliant. I'm very well, thank you. You're a busy man.
We try to be.
Yeah, we've gone to Vegas, but now you're preparing for a show, I understand.
That's right, yes. I'm down here in the Tunbridge Wells in Kent, just in a dressing room, about to go on stage. So it's great to chat with you, though.
Oh, fabulous. So thank you for sparing the time. So, of course, you were blessed with the voice of Frank Sinatra. And when did this come about? When did you realise that you could
be
Frank?
Well, I've been a professional singer all my working life, and I studied Sinatra from a very, very early age, and I was in a big band doing very similar material to him when I was about 16, so it's something I've always pretty much done. It's a style of music I've always enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I understand that it's a great endorsement, but that the Sinatra Society have endorsed you, so
yes.
How did that come about?
Well, I was doing a show in London, and by chance, I went to a meeting of Sinatra fans, and I met the treasurer, and I invited him and a board from the Sinatra Society to come and see me sing, and they came along, and they were really nice. It was great. You know, it was all Sinatra fans together, and it was wonderful, and they said, we'd love to endorse you as our personal Sinatra, which was just knocked out with.
Not surprised. It's great, isn't it? Do they have certain criteria to be part of the Sinatra Society?
A lot of their sort of top fans came along and listened very, very intently, sat in the front row, watched the whole thing, and they just came backstage and complimented me and said some nice things, and then they endorsed me, and I'm very fortunate because I'm the only one they've done that with, which, you know, is a great honour.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think how many Sinatra people there must be out there. Sinatra
there's
tributes.
A few of us.
Yes. But you must have that something special. Now, wonderful. So can you tell me a little bit about the sort of places that you've sung at and the people that you've sung for?
Oh, gosh, I've been very fortunate. I mean, we've recently did a big corporate event in Monaco in the south of France. I went over to Portugal last year, shortly before Sir Bobby Robson passed away, and I did a special concert for him. Which was very poignant. He was a massive Sinatra fan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that you think perhaps wouldn't be Sinatra fans are like massive Sinatra aficionados, like Simon Cowell, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
He's his favourite singer.
Really?
And of course, yeah. Max Clifford. And so many people are real Sinatra fans. In fact, when Simon had his birthday, they had a massive 50-foot hologram of Mr. Sinatra projected on the side of his house for his birthday party. So
nothing small for Simon Cowell.
Oh, that's right. Everything's big, larger than life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Even carries one of Frank Sinatra's monogrammed handkerchiefs with him, which was given to him by his daughter Tina Sinatra. So.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. There's some real fans out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
It's huge.
Well, it's great music.
It is wonderful music, isn't it? And you have the big band behind you as well, yeah.
Yes, I'm very lucky. I work with the Manhattan Swing Orchestra and a lot of other British big bands. And, it's a wonderful sound when you get those 18 guys behind you blowing away. It's marvellous, you know. Oh. They're great songs. And the arrangements, of course, by Nelson Riddle and Billy May are just wonderful. I mean, the one you just played, I think, Strangers in the Night, of course, by Nelson Riddle, another wonderful, wonderful arrangement. Great stuff.
Oh, it's wonderful stuff. What's your favourite one to sing? Is it hard to pick? Is it hard to pick one?
It is very difficult, actually. But I'm going to be really cheesy because My Way, which is like everybody's favourite, was my father's favourite. So I always pick that one, which, of course, is everyone's favourite. Mm. I'd love to have some, you know, I love all of his stuff. But that one particularly has a sort of special meaning for me and a lot of other people too.
I played that a little bit earlier on. That was my it's a big one, isn't it? It's to start the show. Well, not quite start the show, but yes, it's a great song. But there's so many to choose from, isn't there?
There are. I mean, they're wonderful songs. The Great American Songbook is I think it's sort of America's gift to the 20th century. I just thought they're just such wonderful songs, and they mean so much to so many people. The words are fabulous. And, of course, Sinatra is the most famous exponent of all that stuff.
That's right, with the Rat Pack. Because do you do other members of the Rat Pack, or is it mainly Frank Sinatra that you specialise in?
In the second half of the show that we do, I do some cover some Dean Martin and Sammy Davis and Tony Bennett, Matt Monroe. I try and keep the mix of singers quite eclectic. It's lovely to do some of those other singers as well, because, of course, they recorded some great songs too, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Particularly, I mean, I love Matt Monroe. I played Who Can I Turn To, which, of course, Sammy Davis Jr. also sung. So it's like, which version do you play? Because they're both great in their own way, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And you sing both, yeah?
I do, yes. Yeah, I mean, Matt Monroe, of course, I think, was the greatest British popular singer ever. And, of course, Sammy Davis, well, he was just so multi-talented, you know. An amazing talent.
Yes.
And of course, Matt Monroe, homegrown, of course.
Yeah.
From Shoreditch in East London.
That's right, yeah. Bus driver as well, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the famous one, yeah. Do you know, when he first went into the studio to record for the BBC, he actually went in his bus driver's outfit, and I've actually got a photograph of him in the booth singing on his first recording day with his bus driver's outfit on, which I think is great.
Oh, brilliant. Never went back again, eh? Never went back to the day job.
No more bus driving for him.
No, fabulous. So where are you tonight? You're in Kent. And,
I'm in a place called Baudry's, which is a hotel restaurant just outside Tunbridge Wells. And I'm pleased to say we've pretty much managed to sell out, which is great.
Excellent.
Not because of me, of course, but because the music is so popular, you know, and people just love these songs. So I'm fortunate that... you know, I'm able to sing them, and obviously people come to listen.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Wonderful talent to have, isn't it? Now, do you have other... Obviously, it's sold out tonight, so unless somebody drops out or something happens drastically, won't be able to get in tonight. But if people do want to see you at another opportunity, do you have other gigs that you've got, upcoming gigs that they can let people know?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm doing a thing with an 18-piece orchestra at an outdoor event on the 9th of July. And, I mean, you can always go to our website, classicsinatra.co.uk, and look up there, and you can see we're performing, and just give us a call, and you know, we'd love to hear from anyone who'd love to come and see us, who likes that kind of music. There's a lot of you out there. So.
Oh yes, is this an indoor or outdoor event?
It's the one on July the 9th is an outdoor thing.
Oh, wow.
So we're obviously praying for good weather. I was in Weybridge last night, actually. And I know that's where you broadcast from.
Yes, that's right.
I was outside there, and of course we had rain. So
oh, no. But it's going to get all out of the way now, so it's ready for your concert to be in the sunshine. Let's hope so. Fingers crossed. So of course,
tonight we're inside.
Tonight you're inside. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, yes,
we're
all right, tonight.
We were under a marquee sort of thing, but unfortunately the heavens opened up, and they were using like tent pegs to try and keep the rain out.
Yes, it was a bit vicious, wasn't it, last night? But I'm sure people were swept away, not by the water, but by the wonderful music and that the great vocals, and also the band behind you. I think people get, you know, they get transported, don't they, to another place.
I think they do. They're wonderful songs, and they mean a lot to people. Everybody seems to know the words, and even, you know, artists of today like Michael Bublé, you know, obviously they use a lot of that material. And, you know, I'm always surprised and pleased when we have, you know, young people, 18, 19, turn up to the shows and they know all the words and all the songs. That's great, you know. And so, you know.
Yes. Well, we have a number of listeners that like Michael Bublé and also Frank Sinatra, and a lot of some of their children, like you said, you know, 18, 19, they're getting into it, you know.
That's right.
It's a new generation, isn't it?
Which is great. Mm. I did a show at a castle about a year or so ago, and it was, you know, I went on and the band went on, and afterwards, when I came off, I wandered into the kitchen, and I was a bit hungry, and I was talking to one of the waitresses. She was about 17, you know, and she said, I wasn't sure I'd enjoy your show, you know, because it's kind of old-fashioned music. She said, but your first three songs were all Michael Bublé songs, so I was swept away.
Nah. She's a fan.
And the first three songs were I've Got You Under My Skin, Come Fly With Me, and For Once in My Life. And, you know. So I think it's great. You know.
They're all fabulous songs, aren't they?
So,
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Ian, because I know you've got to get your get your makeup on, get your tux on, and go for it tonight. But have a wonderful show tonight.
Thank you. And of course,
pleasure. And of course, if people do want to see, there's log on to the Simply Sinatra.
Classic Sinatra.
ClassicSinatra.co. I get it right. Do you want to say that for me again, that website?
It's classicsinatra.co.uk.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much. Enjoy your show tonight, and thanks for sharing your insights with us. And that's Ian Gallagher. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.